This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. and Ukrainian officials continue to urge Russia to end attacks on civilians Monday. The third round of talks between Ukrainian negotiators and Russians resumed, with both sides admitting little progress was made. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said during a press conference in Riga with the Latvian foreign minister, "Let the food and medicine in, let the people out safely, and end this war of choice against Ukraine." Ukrainian officials slammed Moscow's proposed civilian evacuation routes to Russia and Belarus and requested that civilians fleeing the battle zones be allowed to reach Western Ukraine or European Union countries. Ukrainian and Russian delegations have met twice in Belarus since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th. At the United Nations, the Security Council is meeting on Monday to discuss a deteriorating humanitarian situation there. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended his government's treatment of Ukrainians fleeing war. This after France accused UK authorities of inhumane behavior toward the refugees. Prime Minister Johnson said Britain was being very, very generous, but would not have, quote, a system where people can come into the UK without any checks or controls at all. Britain says it expects to take in as many as 200,000 displaced Ukrainians, but very few have managed to reach Britain so far. French Interior Minister Harald Darmanin claimed hundreds of Ukrainian refugees in the English Channel port of Calais have been turned away and called that a bit inhumane. Home Secretary Priti Patel denied Britain was turning anyone away. This is VOA News. U.S. gasoline prices are pushing even farther above $4 a gallon, the highest price that American motorists have faced since July 2008. The increase comes as calls grow to ban imports of Russian oil. Prices at the pump were rising long before Russia invaded Ukraine and have spiraled faster since the start of the war. Auto Club AAA says the U.S. national average for a gallon of gasoline has soared 45 cents in the past week and topped $4.06 on Monday. The price of regular broke $4 a gallon on Sunday for the first time in nearly 14 years and is now up nearly 50% from a year ago. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Saeed Khatezadeh said on Monday that peaceful nuclear cooperation between China, Iran, and Russia should be limited by sanctions. His comments come after Russia's foreign minister linked sanctions on Moscow over its war on Ukraine to the ongoing negotiations to revive the 2015 nuclear deal. In recent days, negotiators on all sides in Vienna had signaled that a potential deal was close, as head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog agreed to a timetable with Iran for to disclose answers to longstanding questions it had about Tehran's nuclear program. But Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Saturday that he wanted guarantees, at least at the level of the Secretary of State, that the U.S. sanctions would not affect Moscow's relationship with Tehran. Russia detained more than 5,000 people protesting President Vladimir Putin's attack on Ukraine in dozens of cities Sunday, an unprecedented number as Moscow clamps down on anyone opposing the Kremlin's military assault on the country. OVD Info, which monitors arrests during the protests, said police had detained at least 5,016 people in 60 cities across the anti-war protests. During the anti-war protests, rather. This is an unprecedented number for a single day and far higher than arrests made during a wave of protests that broke out in the country last year when opposition leader Alexei Navalny was imprisoned. Navalny has called on Russians to protest the war in an appeal from his prison cell. Mexican authorities say a pregnant woman and her unborn child died after dozens of migrants were abandoned in an overheated freight truck in northern Mexico. 14 migrants were hospitalized, most due to severe dehydration. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA.